Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back a little Texas blues. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. 17 till. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Scott Fox. He's got a new book out called Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Business You Love. I like that work less, live more thing, Scott. You know, I'm a business owner now. I've been a business owner now for a long time, and I'm down to working half days, Scott.
There you go. Well,
that's, and I could choose, and I get to choose which 12 hours I want to work too.
There you go. Exactly right. But it's not as much work if you enjoy it. That's what the book's about. I think the American dream's changed. At least when I was raised, to think a big corporate job was where
right,
I was at, and
right.
climbing that corporate ladder and getting the corner office was the goal, right? But it turns out that's not quite the income for life, security, meal ticket that you thought it was. And I think the new American dream is more like what you're saying. It's not the corner office, it's the home office.
Yeah.
And
so,
how can you be in charge of your own life?
Someone's out there right now, a lot of folks are out there right now, they got a job, they want to do their own thing, maybe they're willing to do it part-time for a while, which I recommend if they have a job, or maybe they just need to feed their family right now. Where do they start to use the Internet to build a business?
Well, the first mistake that most people make is they still think sort of, I guess you might call it 20th century style.
Mm-hmm.
They think about a product, and they think about supply first, and they think, okay, I'm going to find a thing, and then I'm going to go sell it. And that's just not the way it works anymore. The Internet, anything's available with a few clicks on your keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
With Google and Amazon, all these people, you can find products about anything. That's not the issue. You turn it around, and you need to find a niche of people who have a need. Now, that's not rocket science, but it's different than the way people usually think about business. There's no cost involved here, and the information is universally accessible. So you need to find a problem that you can help people solve and then work backwards from that and build an audience of those people and then fill the need with a product later.
Mm-hmm.
And then that reverse psychology is a little different. You know, a lot of people
But that's a little long, that's a great idea. So you're saying do the prospecting first and then bring the product to those prospects.
Yes, exactly.
Or service. But so how do you do that? Because that sounds like a little bit of a long process. I mean, I need to do business pretty quick here, Scott. I need to get this business going. So how do I do that?
Well, that's what the book's for, of course. But what we've done is figure out. I've been doing this for as long as anybody on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and had quite a bit of success myself. So the book is full of me, my personal experience. I am a click millionaire. I made up this phrase to describe somebody who lives this life, works less, lives more through internet businesses. So my stuff plus the book's got interviews with dozens of success stories, people doing this of all kinds of different niches. And we figured out a process that we call the Click Millionaire Method for business niche identification. And that's the key, to find a niche first. And you can do this a little slowly. And I'm not a get-rich-quick guy, as you know. So take some time, research, work through the method of the steps of this method, find these areas of interest, and test things. It's inexpensive to test things,
mm-hmm.
also on the Internet, much cheaper than it used to be. Look around, play around. Actually, literally,
give us an example. Give us an example of what – talk to us. If you got a specific story about how somebody – took your method and walk us through what that might look like.
Sure. I've got some great examples in the book. I guess maybe my favorite is this guy, Rob Ludlow, and he lives in the East Bay of San Francisco. But Rob has a hobby that, well, maybe your listeners would have heard of it. It was a surprise to me. He raises chickens in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a farmer. He's just in an urban area. He raises chickens. So he started a website called backyardchickens.com.
Hmm.
Turns out there are millions of people.
A lot of people want to have
America.
Chickens, yeah.
Apparently they do, right? Not news to me. But
yeah.
He says it's the only thing you have that actually makes you breakfast, right?
So right.
It's quite a big trend, apparently. He's got 12 million page views a month, over 100,000 members in this forum that he started. So that's the kind of niche.
And he charges them to be a member of the forum?
No, it's actually free to them, but he makes money on advertising.
So
he's doing six figures a year with the audience creating all the content.
And all he's doing is he's become an expert on backyard chickens.
Yeah, he's co-authored two of those dummies books, yeah. One How to Build Chickens for Dummies and another
right.
Raising Chickens in Your Backyard or something like that. So, you know, that's I'm cherry-picking examples, right? But that's what
right.
can happen. You can find these things that are your own hobbies or maybe expertise from your own
How
job.
Long did it take him to build that kind of a viewership on his website, do you
well,
think?
It took a few years. I think he started in 2007, maybe, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So it takes a while, right? This is not overnight rich silliness, right? This is Click Millionaires are realistic
right.
adults. They're looking for real stuff that they can build up part time.
They're not building fads. They're building quality businesses.
Well, that's a great point because so much of the advice about internet business is sort of infomercial like,
right.
and it's built on these temporary tricks of market inefficiency. And if you build everything around one little fad,
right.
well, it, you know, your business is
so
over.
So who would be an example of his? And one of the important things about this is that you're pointing out with this guy is this is the lesson we've been talking about lately on the show, and then my last article and video was about Scott, and that was how to convert users into customers, how to
yes,
convert users
definitely.
Into revenue, because users pay you. What the point of the points I've been saying, Scott, is. Users pay you a visit. Customers pay you cash. So you got to convert users to cash, and you just described how he does it. Users come and consume his pages of information. They're advertising on there. The advertisers pay him for access to those people. That's converting users to customers.
Yes, exactly right.
And that's the way you got to think about it these days, folks. We're going to come back and get Scott to give us some more of his wisdom after these messages. The book is called ClickMillionaires.com is the website, too, by the way. Quick breaks, 10 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.